Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 5-minute summary of today's podcast on Howling Coyote. And I have Mark Winnetong, I hope I said it correctly. And he's an Aboriginal general practitioner and also a knowledge translation person with the Lowija Institute, which is an Aboriginal research institute. And we spent a wonderful hour together, and now we're just going to he's going to summarize for us what's in that hour so that you can decide if you want to spend an hour with us or not. So we hope you'll decide to look further, but Mark, take it away.
Look, I think the main key points were, we've got a lot of things in common with your communities, particularly in remote communities. We have issues with the same kind of areas, everything from capitalism and how it affects our ability to do our work at a community level, right through to drug and alcohol issues and how we address those in a proper way and cultural way, how we can apply our culture in policy and programs in a much more stronger way so that we get better outcomes from our people. And we talked a bit about my journey as well from a juvenile delinquent to a medical practitioner.
That was an exciting journey. Yeah, and I loved it. Was it struck home when the TV crews came to interview you after graduating from medical school and asked you how you were going to solve the Aboriginal problems, and the only thing you could think about is, how am I going to keep the patient from dying in the next half hour as a new intern? And that so resonated with, well, my experience of being an intern. But also I supervise interns once a month, and it fits their experience too. So, yeah. And so let's see. Yeah, so we talked about changes that are happening in Indigenous communities in Australia and some of the barriers that still exist, and the need to really transform capitalism in order to be more Indigenous friendly. And maybe we could finish the 5-minute summary with your thoughts on that.
And so that what we talked about were the tensions that exist between kind of a capitalist society and communal society like ours, where we value each other, our families and our communities, and where we don't want to leave anybody behind. So it's not about individualism, and the system drivers, both economically and financially, in places like Australia, are really around the individual issues and getting ahead, as opposed to all of the things that we know are important to us as people. And these are really important human traits, and humanity is not going to do well with that capitalist model. Certainly won't. And so there's things that to be learned from the way we approach things and the tensions that exist between the way we do business and the way that our country and our economic approaches do business with us. So there's plenty of room for improvement in that, and I'm hoping that in the future we'll start changing some of those things, and we'll get better outcomes, because some of that kind of economic ideology that drives Western countries, they'll find that that doesn't really work for any of their population, and that certainly doesn't work for ours. But the more that we care about each other and our communities and our families, the better off we'll be.
Indeed. So thank you for joining me again. And the longer version is posted for those of you who wish to watch it. So thank you for tuning in to Howling Coyote.